You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In this interview, I talked to activist Zoe Dean about the Extinction Rebellion movement in New Zealand and their fight against coal mining. I also got her perspective on the new government's environment and climate change policy.
So basically, Extinction Rebellion is a global movement of people who are standing up against the companies and the organisations that are endangering our future in terms of putting us on a path to a worsening climate crisis. And basically we're saying we don't want to go extinct. We don't want hundreds of animals and plants to go extinct either. And that's why it's so important that we take action on things like fossil fuels now.
And Extinction Rebellion recently protested against the plans to expand the Bathurst Coalgate mine in Canterbury. Why is this issue so important?
So we know, and coal companies have known for decades, that coal is one of the worst climate pollutants. And we know that dragging even more coal out of the ground is just putting us on a fast track towards the climate crisis. And the thing is, we're already seeing that climate crisis around us. We're seeing the fires that happened in California recently. We've seen fires like that in Australia last summer, and we know as well that New Zealand isn't immune to those things either. So essentially, we're standing up against Bathurst's application to expand the Coalgate coal mine. They wanted to go from 20,000 tonnes of coal that they're taking out of the ground per year right up to 185,000. So that's about a ninefold increase. And we know that that coal is mostly burnt by Fonterra. They're the biggest customer of the Coalgate coal mine, and they use that coal to dry out their milk powder at their factories around Canterbury.
And are companies like Fonterra moving out of coal fast enough, and what would they need to be aiming for to ensure that there aren't devastating effects on the environment even more so?
Fonterra has actually committed to phasing out coal, I think, by 2035. But in the scheme of things, that's quite a long timeline. We know it's something they've been talking about for a while, so it seems a bit strange to us that Bathurst are actually planning to make their mine bigger. We really think companies like Fonterra need to fast-track that transition away from coal and into other methods that aren't as devastating for our climate.
What is really the impact of coal production on the environment?
Kind of a twofold thing. So there's the effects on the climate that come from burning the coal, it giving off greenhouse gases, heating the planet, causing more irregular and unstable weather patterns. And there's also the local effects in terms of it polluting the water and the land there. We know where the Coalgate coal mine is, quite near the Te Waihora catchment in terms of fresh water. And we have heard that the mining there impacts the water quality, it impacts the native fish and the animals that live in and around those streams, and it also impacts the land itself. So if Bathurst were eventually to close down their coal mine, which we would love, there would need to be remediation work done to make sure that that land is safe for future use and is a safe environment for any animals and people living around it as well.
And what is your opinion on the new government's environmental policies around this issue?
Well, we did hear in 2017, Jacinda Ardern said that the climate crisis was her generation's nuclear-free moment, and we would love to see more forward-thinking action from them in terms of shifting New Zealand away from fossil fuels. And that includes making sure that the people who work in those industries, who are a part of our communities, have good jobs in clean industries that they can be retrained in and move into. We sort of need to look at this as a whole country and have a plan for how we're going to shift away from fossil fuels.
And what's your plan for Extinction Rebellion going forward in your fight against coal mine expansion?
So we saw the action on September the 28th at Coalgate. We also did another action at Huntly coal mine near Hamilton on October the 13th, where about 30 people shut down the coal mine for the day. And we have plans coming up later in November. We're going to take action against Genesis, who owns that Huntly coal mine, and we're just really calling for them to shift away from coal. We know that they already use and produce a bunch of clean energy. Love to see more of that, and it's really imperative that we make that move now.
So that will be happening in Auckland.
Yeah, that's correct.
So this is really a nationwide issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're not the first people to talk about this. There's been so much work done by iwi, by hapu, by other organisations such as Coal Action Network Aotearoa. They've done a bunch of work over stopping coal mines on the west coast, and we know that it is really an issue that resonates with a lot of Kiwis. We like to think of our country as this clean and green and pristine place, and coal is really damaging to that, to our view of that, you know, and it's damaging to our environment. We know that there are people across New Zealand who want to see a shift away from coal, and would love for you to join us and help out in whatever way possible. The more of us that speak up about this, the better. This is something that is going to affect our lives, it's going to affect our kids' lives, and we want to make sure that all of us can have a safe and healthy climate future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.